It's 92.9 FM ESPN, and in some years here in Memphis, we've had our Cardinals caravan canceled due to snow because we don't have the snow plows that they have up in St. Louis or in the Midwest. However, this year, a more unique circumstance with the pandemic. We had the Cardinals caravan last year with Jack Flaherty and others, but this year the Cardinals have done something unique to take its place as we gear up for what the commissioner says will be a full season, and that is the 2021 Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. And I have the honor of one of my heroes is on the air with this, the great John Rooney, the play-by-play broadcaster from the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cardinals Radio Network, of course, KMOX, our sister station up in St. Louis. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and you're very, very kind, and good to be with you today, and it's nice to get ready to talk some baseball.
Yep, we're Cardinals fans in Memphis. We're happy that the Cardinals signed another 10-year agreement with the Redbirds. They will be the AAA affiliate. We're happy to have that AAA affiliate based on what's happened in some other markets, but this year is a unique year, and the Cardinals have put together what's a pretty cool thing with their alums and their current players. It's this Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up, and I'll ask you about the season in a moment. But let's start with that. They're gearing up for this virtual experience. Some of the things that I'm looking through here is they're sort of replicating the normal winter warm-up or Cardinals caravan that we would see here at AutoZone Park with experiences on the computer.
Well, that's what they've tried to do, and that's what we've all had to do now going back to last March. Most of our game preparation was done through the Zoom or through some kind of chat with players, coaches, and managers, and we're taking that to winter warm-up this year, as that's going to be getting started as usual over the Martin Luther King weekend, and the funds raised from the winter warm-up, of course, help Cardinals Care to continue the mission of helping kids throughout the area with Redbird rookies, youth baseball fields. We have grant programs that need to be funded, and the Cardinal fans have been so generous over the years and have responded. And so we've gone virtual because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And we have tickets for Cardinal virtual experiences on sale. Things like a reunion of the 2011 World Championship team, including Alan Craig, David Fries, Lance Berkman, Jason Mott. We have questions and answer sessions like the one with Gold Glovers, Tyler O'Neill, Ozzie Smith, Jim Edmonds, Paul Goldschmidt. There's even a cooking demo with the shortstop Paul DeJong. And we have a newlywed-style game that will feature some of your favorite Cardinals and their spouses, including the Goldschmidts, the Carpenters, the Edmonds, the Gombers, and they have some more with that. And, of course, we have some really well-dressed Cardinals, including Harrison Bader and Jack Flaherty, Dexter Fowler. They'll talk about their wardrobes.
Nice.
There are so many experiences going on here. It all gets started on Saturday the 16th, Sunday the 17th, and Monday the 18th. And the auctions, we're trying to make it as close to winter warm-up as we can.
No, and I think it's a good idea because fans look for this outlet, especially when we're about a month away or so from spring training. This is when we do the caravan. This is when we do the winter warm-up in St. Louis and here in Memphis. Fans can visit cardinals.com/WWU. That's winter warm-up. cardinals.com/WWU for all of the details about the 2021 Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. And we're talking to the great John Rooney from the Cardinals Radio Network, which you can hear here on 92.9 and our sister station 790 in Memphis once things get fired up here. And I'll quickly ask you about a couple of baseball things. There's been a little bit of hot stove action with the Mets making a big splash trade. Much to do about the Cardinals and their free agents, which are, I hesitate to say this, but I will, probably some of the most famous Cardinals of all time. Where are we at on that from what you've heard? How do you feel about it going into what could be spring training in less than a month? And just how are your feelings about what's going on with the Cardinals free agency scenarios?
Well, I think I'm like every Cardinal fan. I'd love to see number 4 behind the plate, number 50 out there pitching with Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright. I'd love to see them back. And I'm like anybody else. I'd like to see another bat for the lineup. Compliment Paul DeJong and Paul Goldschmidt and the others in the lineup. Last year, Tyler O'Neill won a Gold Glove. I'd like to see him a little more consistent at the plate, and I'm sure Tyler would as well. Paul Goldschmidt was a great addition a couple of years ago and anchors an infield that in many ways we hate to see the departure of Colton Wong, and who knows, maybe there's a chance that he could come back. But there's a lot of unknown things right now as we try to get ready to go to spring training in about a month. And I think baseball will start defining some of the things that will take place to get us into spring training, get us into the regular season. We'll be hearing more and more news about that, and I think that will lead to more and more news about how the team will shape up.
It seems like they've had such a prosperity of young, you know, both draft picks who they've developed and minor league system players that they've developed, that they had sort of the surplus in the outfield, and in particular, even in the bullpen, and what many have become starters for this team. Is that your sense that, you know, once free agency is over and you shore up, obviously, Yadier's position, maybe Wainwright, Colton Wong will be no longer with the Cardinals, it appears. You know, the outfield and the pitching surplus seems to be the strength at this point, doesn't it, John?
Well, it seems to be, but we're still looking for some consistency with the offense,
right,
and trying to put that together. We have guys who can go out there and play the outfield. There's no question. And I think that Lane Thomas is one of those that we didn't see the complete Lane Thomas last year. I don't think he was all that strong after his bout with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can say the same thing for Paul DeJong. Paul just didn't look quite right at the plate.
Yeah.
I'm looking for better things out of both of those players. And yes, there are good young players on this Cardinal ball club, and they are going to get a chance. And that's something that if you sign in the Cardinal organization, more times than not, you're going to get a chance to make the big leagues if you progress as projected when you're signed right out of high school or college. And the Cardinals are no different in that respect this year as they try to take a look at how they'll fill out a lineup.
Yep, and I think three of them are in this best dressed Birds wardrobe setup that they're doing on tour with the Cardinals winter warm-up. You can see Fowler and Flaherty and Bader. I guess they're going to be decked to the nines. I didn't realize that those are the three best dressed Birds, but apparently it is, John.
And there are some very well dressed players, but they seem to be the trendsetters, and so they're going to be in that virtual experience, and we have an experience of how we get ready for our play-by-play broadcasts
mm-hmm.
with a number of the broadcasters coming up on Monday, and I'll be with a group of outfielders, including Willie McGee. He'll be in that seminar that will be online, and
mm-hmm.
we'll try to make it as close to a regular winter warm-up as we can, but I can't stress the importance of this being the Cardinals' care and their biggest fundraiser of the year to help so many children throughout the area, and that's what this is all about.
It seems comfortable and fun. It's unique, but having said all that, after folks sign up at cardinals.com/WWU, frankly, John, I look forward to getting in person and seeing all of this in person. I think we're all there, and hopefully this vaccine starts kicking in, and maybe, fingers crossed, April, May, we're looking at that. I don't know if that's the timeline that Major League Baseball has, but that's my timeline. I don't know about you.
Well, sooner than later, that's for all of us. And
yeah.
That was the weird thing about last year. It was great to be able to do the games and to see them in person, but without fans was very strange.
Yeah.
We had the crowd noise piped in, and yes, we had some baseball to talk about, and having to do the games on the road off a monitor, that was a different experience, but we were happy to do it. Anything we could do to get through the 2020 season, and I applaud everybody who put out sensational effort to make sure that happened. But now let's move on into 2021 and have some fun and get some fans back in the stands and be there in person. Yes, this is a nice substitute, and it shows that people are doing what they have to do to keep traditions going, and I love that willingness from everybody involved, from the players, from the front office, from the broadcasters, and from the fans. That's what makes this all unique. But hopefully we can do this in person next year.
I agree. John Rooney with the Cardinals Radio Network. Again, the website is cardinals.com/WWU. It's the winter warm-up. We're doing it virtually, but it's all for a great cause, as John points out, Cardinals care. And we're looking forward to seeing you in person. I will say, when my engineer here at the radio station, we fired those games up last year, we were pleasantly surprised once you pump in the crowd noise. You know, Mike, Shannon, there's still an old frosty feeling to the whole thing. So you guys did a great job with it. Look forward to the year, John. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I look forward to the day when we get those fans back in the stands and get back to Cardinal baseball we've enjoyed for so many years.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, John.
Have a good one.
John Rooney with the Cardinals Radio Network. You can get the Cardinals games coming up this spring here on 92.9 FM ESPN and our sister station, ESPN 790 AM.